I'm Bill Littlefield. Of that, I'm quite sure. I also pretty much always remember my wife's name and the names of my daughters. Beyond that, wait, what was I talking about? I know I was going somewhere with this. Bah, forget it. Just roll the story.
You are Karen?
Yes.
Given?
Yes.
Okay, so that's an easy name, as obviously...
If you want to go where everybody knows your name, try the USA Memory Championship, held each March in New York City. They'll even teach you how to do it.
But let's say my name, Majid Fatouhi.
That's not much harder.
That's much harder. So what you do is you try to come up something very close to my name.
Dr. Majid Fatouhi is the chairman of the Neurology Institute for Brain Health and Fitness. We decide that I'll be able to remember his first name by associating him with how much I like to drive my mom's Jeep. Majid equals my Jeep. But his last name is harder.
So Fatouhi is F-O-T-U-H-I. I mean, some people always say like futon, right? So you think of your Jeep running into a futon. The funnier it is, the more likely it is you remember. The trick, if you want to call it a trick, is to visualize everything, make them funny, and make a story out of it.
Mental athletes, as they're called, don't have photographic memories or off-the-chart IQs, but they have trained their brains, just like athletes train their bodies. Over the past few years, defending champion Nelson Dellis memorized people, actions, and objects to represent numbers. Earlier today, when recalling 303 random numbers, a new U.S. record, he just visualized a string of moving pictures.
0030480, which is Jack Black, you know, actor, punching a tree. And then you had, following that was 9990704, which was Shredder, the bad guy from the Ninja Turtles, sipping on a martini glass which has like a glove in it. That's a lot more memorable.
Memory champions like Dellis have great imaginations. They're also physically fit. Strenuous cardiovascular exercise increases the size of the hippocampus, the part of the brain most responsible for memory. To keep his mind and body in shape, Dellis climbs mountains, big ones like Mount Everest.
Mental athletes, please put the cards in front of you, face down.
Nearly four dozen competitors wear blue T-shirts with slogans like, I'm a mental athlete, ask me about docosahexaenoic acid, supplied by the event's sponsor, a memory supplement manufacturer. A few are wearing noise-reducing earmuffs. Only one is wearing a wide-brimmed white cowboy hat, and his name is...
Ronnie White. I'm not good with names.
Actually, Ronnie White is very good with names. He regularly memorizes 150 or more as an opening demonstration at the memory seminars he's been teaching for 21 years. He hasn't been doing this event for nearly as long.
In 2004, 2005, I first heard about this competition. I'm like, oh my God, those guys are freaks of nature, savants. But then it started in the back of my mind, I teach this for a living. If I don't compete with these guys, then I got to stop being introduced as one of the top memory experts in the country.
White won the title in 2009 and 2010, but lost it last year to Nelson Dellis. Today, while Dellis is swarmed by media, his face set in a permanent scowl of intense concentration, White is the only guy in the room who looks like he's enjoying the competition.
My number one goal this year is to have fun. And to ensure that I have fun, I put gummy bears and Doritos in my underwear. Oh, I did too. Look, their Doritos are falling out.
Despite the escaping snack chips, or maybe because of them, Ronnie White is in fourth place after the preliminaries and joins his fellow top eight finishers on the stage for the elimination rounds. First, they memorize a string of random words. Then it's time for a tea party.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Grace Schneider. My date of birth is April 22nd, 2003.
One by one, guests introduce themselves to the competitors who take notes and head backstage for 15 minutes of memorization. It's just enough time for a former champion to wow the audience.
My name is Chester Santos, the International Man of Memory.
Chester Santos won this competition in 2008. Now he promotes memory improvement and mental fitness by demonstrating his ability to recall the names of 535 members of the House and Senate, their voting districts, party affiliations, and committees. It's 4,000 pieces of data, and Santos is perfect, if not quick, as audience members shout out names or district numbers.
California 30th District. Good.
If you think the U.S. champions are impressive, Santos points to Wang Fing from China, who memorized 500 numbers in 5 minutes and 2,660 in an hour, both new world records at the World Memory Championships in December.
He's very famous in China. Not that many people have still heard of Chester Santos. I was on CNN when I won, but, you know, the average baseball player, people know more about them.
Only one competitor is eliminated in the Tea Party round, leaving four to face the final challenge, two full decks of cards memorized in 5 minutes.
Queen of clubs.
Okay, Nelson's back to you.
Ace of hearts.
Defending champion Nelson Dellis answers quickly and confidently as the other finalists struggle. Before long, it's down to just Dellis and Ronnie White.
So either this is where the cowboy rides away, or this is the seven of clubs.
It was not the seven of clubs, so Ronnie and his white cowboy hat leave the stage. Even though he's already won, Dellis runs through the entire second deck of cards just to show that he can. Tony Dottino, who co-founded the U.S. Memory Championship 15 years ago, is pleased at how far the competition has come.
When we started our first year, we couldn't get past the 25th card. So that if you go from the beginning, did I ever think I'd go through two decks? My first prayer was, could we get through one?
Dottino says at the beginning, the biggest challenge was finding people willing to put their brains to the test. Now the competition attracts software engineers, accountants, administrative assistants, high school students, and even a few of their moms.
They're not freaks. They're not nerds. They're people who have learned how their memory works, and they've taken the time to exercise it. Anyone can do this, given the right coaching and the right desire to practice.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Ferrati. Our intern is Jeremy Conlin. Thanks to Jeff Smith at Nebraska Public Radio. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Karen Given's Memory Championship photo gallery, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from memory champion Ronnie White. You remember, the guy with the things in his underwear.
Now, next time, I'm not going to do gummy bears because they get hot and they stick to you, and I didn't realize that before.
Oh, if I had a nickel for every memory athlete who didn't realize that a candy made primarily of gelatin would get all sticky in his pants. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from Valvoline, maker of next-gen motor oil, engine protection with oil made from 50% recycled stock. Learn more at Valvoline.com. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. And the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration to address the world's pressing environmental problems. This is NPR.